Hi, from the Front Row Network in NPR, Illinois, I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Megan.
And on this week's episode of Like This Pod,
we tell you guys where we've been.
All right, friends.
We're back.
17 years later.
After a little bit of a longer hiatus than we had originally intended.
100%. Like, just, oh, we should probably start again.
Yeah.
It was not planned, but, you know, we were busy.
We were busy. Well, we were planning to come back in August, as per usual.
Yeah.
And Jacqueline was in Guys and Dolls until the end of July.
Yeah.
So
that didn't really work very well.
So there was no time. I don't know what else we've been doing. We've been doing things, but not anything like
that should have prevented us.
Yeah.
It's just me. It's my fault.
Blame Jacqueline.
Blame my mother and Elijah. Yeah.
Because for doing Guys and Dolls.
For the two of them, yeah. I would not have done Guys and Dolls.
But it was cute.
It was cute. Megan had to let me borrow her dress because I busted the zipper on one twice. Then we gave up on it.
It's fine. That dress needed to see the light of day. It was bought for a cabaret that was canceled on our behalf.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, everyone was fine. Obsessed with it.
So. It was so pretty under the lights. I was like, oh, it's so pretty. It definitely was for, like, after I saw you under the lights, I was like, ah, yes, it was for if only.
Yes.
Because I think we were all going to wear, like, sparkly dresses.
Yeah.
Because we were like, well, that will be fun for the ballad.
Yeah.
So, you guys, we were going to do this really cool cabaret. Maybe someday we'll still do it.
We still can.
Yeah.
We can just do it because we feel like it at this point.
Right. We'll just do it in my basement. That be the Like This Pod Christmas concert? No, those are have to be Christmas songs.
We'll do it on the deck.
Obviously.
And people can watch us from below.
Obviously. There you go. But we're going to do it inside the screen of porch so there's no bugs.
Yes. That is correct.
We'll just stand on the coffee table so that people can see me over the couch. And we're just going to have to cut. Well, we'll either make Grace come home, which probably won't happen, or
she's home right now.
That's true.
She'll come home in the summers.
Well, she's done. I don't know what her plan is.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to figure that out. She's home.
We'll make her come home. She'll come home for us. She loves us.
We are resurging the OST cabaret that we never practiced for one time.
Nope. We talked about it.
And we're going to need you to come home because we're doing it at my house. Hi.
Yes.
Find a sparkly dress.
It'll be fine. Yes. It'll be great.
It will be fine. So what else have you been up to this summer? You guys were out of practice.
We really are. So I did Guys and Dolls.
Yes.
And that took up all of June and July.
Seriously.
Really? Had a lot of work things. Mm-hmm. What else did I do?
Did you travel?
I put everything in my calendar. I'm trying to do it like in order.
Yeah.
Because I know like the most recent thing that I did.
Yeah, I'm like, I know the big thing that you did.
Yeah. Let's see.
Other than Guys and Dolls.
I've seen 17 movies. And by 17, I mean, I lost track.
What are your favorite top three movies you've seen this summer?
Oh, my Lord. Please let me pull up my list. Probably since we've last talked, I have four.
That's fine.
Five.
Well, I was going to give you five, but I was like, that's a lot for her to remember.
I'm going
to
go with five, but only because one of them is one that you and I just saw.
I know.
2 days ago.
I know.
3 days ago.
It was so good, though.
So, Thunderbolts. I don't remember if I talked about that in May or
you
not.
You did.
Did
but
I?
That's okay. Still count. We'll still let you count it.
So, that one. Mm-hmm. The How to Train Your Dragon live action.
Yeah, I didn't get to see that. I'm sad.
That's so good. Superman.
I haven't seen that one yet either.
Which... I have been telling everybody this as a certified Superman hater. I don't actually hate Superman, but I kind of do.
But you have to pick Batman or Superman, and we pick Batman so.
Always. But this movie was so good. It was exactly what a Superman movie needed to be.
Plus, it had Rachel Brosnahan. I was like, pause, because I'm not able to say it.
David Cornsweet is so hot. It's just, it's so good. It doesn't take itself too seriously, but seriously enough that you're not like, oh, this is just a dumb movie. It was so good. And then Fantastic Four.
Was Fantastic Four good?
It was so good. I loved it. I had a great time. I'm very interested in everything that's happening. And, like, it was very, very good. I know it was, like, one or the other for a lot of people, but I really enjoyed it.
Everybody was talking about they thought the trailer looked stupid. And I was like, I think the trailer looks fun.
It's fun. I want to see different, it. It's a different Earth, which I think people like didn't understand.
Yeah, I think everybody was like, well, it takes place in the 60s, how is this gonna play into the timeline? I'm like, there's either gonna be a time jump,
yeah,
or they're gonna come from a different,
yeah, universe. It's a different Earth. It's yeah. not the Earth that like Thunderbolts is on and everything. Mm-hmm. It's a different one.
Because we're still in the multiverse. Yes. We're getting ready to kill it, though, I'm pretty sure.
Well, there's always been different Earths and things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, those are my movies, other than the last one that you and I are going to talk about soon. I saw a lot of movies.
I saw The Smurfs.
Yes.
That was it, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was it, other than Lilo and Stitch.
Yes, we did see Lilo and Stitch. And then
the other movie that we saw.
Yeah. Cameron was in a show.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him. He was great. And that is it, other than I went to 2 days of Lollapalooza.
Yeah, it was important.
The end of July.
She did finished not die.
A show on Sunday, went to Lala on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And that was a whole thing in and of itself, but
rushed home,
was 2 hours late to an audition and still got the part.
It's fine.
Thank you, America. But no, true, thank though. You, Amtrak.
No, seriously. Suck. Yeah, you start at the beginning of that journey.
So this, I will be very brief. Taking the train up Wednesday night, they switched our train for a charter bus. At one point, I'm going to use the restroom on the charter bus, and the door slammed shut on my arm, and I had the biggest bruise. It was disgusting. It was awful. Everybody thought something horrible had happened to me when I got back. I was like, nope, this happened before I even went to Lala. Nope,
it was the bus.
It was just the bus. Fought a bathroom on a bus, and I lost. Then we got to the hotel and promptly knocked out. And then day one, I told you everybody that we saw, but the biggest things were Gracie Abrams and Tyler, the Creator. Mm-hmm. Those were on the big stage. We tried to see Role Model. That was not going to work because you have
to be there apparently 4 hours early.
Yeah, and we were there, but then we had to leave to go get food because we were being smart and not starving. Mm-hmm. But Gracie was so perfect and incredible, and Tyler, the Creator was really fun.
Yeah.
And the people at Tyler, Creator were so much nicer than just about anywhere else.
Well, good.
But it was a lot of fun for day one. Day two, my biggest one was that I finally got to see T-Pain. You guys, it made my heart so happy. I have so many videos. I was just like, this is it. This is everything. And
that was the whole reason why she went, yeah, you guys.
I was like, I will pay this much money just to go see him. Yeah. Like, I get all these other people as extras. Mm-hmm. It was great. I had the best time. Everybody around me also had a really good time. Good. Like, there was a mom and a dad and their kids, and they were like maybe a little bit older than me, like probably your age, if that. And I was like, you guys are just really missing this, like I am, because they were dancing and the kids were like, what is happening? So that was really fun. And then I left T-Pain and went to see DJ O for Megan's bestie.
It was very important.
He was great. I'm
sure.
Yeah.
It's Joe Keery from Stranger Things.
I had no idea. And then I didn't realize.
Did you not listen to the music?
No. Because I was busy in Guys and Dolls.
Well, there's a song that was on TikTok for a while. It's
the Chicago song.
Yes.
Then when you're back in Chicago. Mm-hmm. That one. I didn't realize it, but like it was a whole thing because we were in Chicago. Right.
Oh, so, I bet. Yeah, yeah.
That was really, really cool. And then we saw Olivia, and that was stupid. Yeah. It was the people. They had us like step back like 4 or 5 times, which they had us do for Tyler, the Creator, and it worked. This time it did not work. Meredith and I were like next to each other almost, and I like had my arms like tucked in, and like we could not move or breathe. And I looked at her and I'm like, I think that I need to like go to the back because I'm gonna have a panic attack. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, me too. So like three songs in, we left and went around like all the way to like the back where the hill is, and it was open and we were singing and dancing, right. And everybody, it was so much better back there.
Well, you guys had seen her in decent seats last summer. So yeah. Was that just last summer or two summers ago?
I think it was just last summer.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why I was like, we can go back here. Mm-hmm. But it was still great. Weezer came out and that was awesome.
I'm so mad. Weezer came out for Olivia. Yeah. Robin came out with Gracie Abrams.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Like, that was great. But yeah, so
did you go to the after show where Role Model brought Olivia out?
Because you had to buy like extra tickets for those, and they sold out like immediately.
Gotcha.
So, so yeah, that was Lala.
They only went on the first train 2 days.
Yeah, we left on the train Saturday. And it was 2 hours delayed, and then we have to keep being delayed because we lost our time slot. So we just had to wait for trains to go so that we could get through. Yeah,
that's
it was
terrible. The whole thing.
That's why I was 2 hours late. Mm-hmm. But again, I made it, and I got the part that I wanted.
Yeah, so it was fine.
So it's fine. But yeah, that's what I have been doing.
And seeing lots of Muni shows.
Lots of Muni
shows. Did you see all four?
I did. I drove golf carts for all of them so that I did not have to pay for them.
Good for you. I only saw Hunchback.
Yeah, that's okay. That's the best one.
Yeah.
No shade to anybody, but Hunchback was the best.
Yeah. I didn't see the rest of them, so I cannot comment. But I heard good things about Shrek.
Yeah. Shrek was good. It was very good.
No offense to anybody that was in Oklahoma, but it's Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And
they did well with it. I just hate that show.
I love you, Elijah and Piper, but Something Rotten had just been done.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it that time either.
Yeah.
But
they did a good job. Something Rotten, they did a really good job with.
Plus, her boyfriend was the assistant director.
Yeah. Not that he listens to this podcast. So it doesn't really matter.
To say. She's like, whatever, he's fine.
It was mainly for Piper's benefit. Yeah.
I only went to go see it for Piper.
I mean.
Anyways. That's fun.
Yes.
I don't even know what I've been doing this summer. I mean, I did things. I feel like every weekend I'm doing something. I'm going to do what you did and go through my calendar.
You got COVID.
You guys. And Matt is... Saw the prom. Matt's convinced that's where I got it.
Yeah.
Is at the prom. Like, I did not get it from the prom.
Yeah.
I was sick before that because I was sick 4th of July weekend. We did see a 4th of July weekend. We saw it that Sunday. So I probably got it at fireworks somewhere. But
because I went to the Cardinal game.
Oh, yeah.
For 4th of July.
Yeah. And then I got COVID.
Yeah.
For the third time. I'm so mad about it. Although it's surging right now in our area.
But it's good because you got it before we do all the things.
Yes. I got it before we're going on our trip. And so it's going to be fine. I got that and I got my period. So, you know what? We're all good to go.
Everything's going to be great, you guys.
I'm going to have the best trip ever. Anyways, back to my...
Sorry, I just had to announce to the world you got COVID.
You were right. So...
And in true fashion, I had hung out with her and been in her house, hanging out with her and her child, and I didn't get sick. I was fine.
So, starting at the beginning of June, we had Lauderpalooza.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Which was really fun. It turned into a karaoke party in which I did not have a voice for like a week afterwards.
That was so funny.
And then it was Ren's dance recital. Ren's first dance recital. Mm-hmm. I cried like a baby.
She did.
I cried like a baby. You guys, they let us go backstage for their like tech because they did tech in the morning, and I did not realize that they were all gonna say their name and have them stand up and do this like little twirl, and Ren was first.
Oh yes.
And so she stands up and they're like introducing Miss Ren, and she stands up and I just started sobbing backstage. I'm like, somebody else save this because I can't. So I was really glad they did it again for the actual recital. So that was really fun. And then we went to the county fair with Ren's best friend's family. We've done a lot with them this summer.
You went to Lincoln.
I did. I did go to Lincoln. That was the 12th. That was after 4th of July weekend. Mm-hmm. That was the 12th. And then the 13th is when we saw the prom. But we saw the prom on the 6th.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, really? Like, I mean, we've, you know, it's been hell at work. It's my like hell time at work, so there's that too. But
yeah, you're busy.
Yeah, that's pretty much been my summer. Lots of Ren stuff, lots of like, mm-hmm. you know, water parks, and
yeah,
we've been to Knights and the water park indicator and the zoo indicator and the zoo in St. Louis, and
yeah,
all kinds of family friendly activities. But it's weird that it's my second summer in a row without any theater.
Yeah
I'm like really itching to do a show.
Yeah,
but I'm just, everything keeps, there keeps being issues things, because I wanted to do Spelling Bee, but it's mm-hmm. on Matt's birthday.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do Hello Girls, but we're gone for auditions, which I did not realize. Well, we're not. It's the day before we leave. And then we're gone for a week of it. And then there's I'm gone for another week in October. So I was like, that's just.
And Gabby is happening somewhere.
That's what it was. There's a Gabby performance show, during tech. Yeah. So, because we're going to see Gabby live, Gabby's Dollhouse. Because my life is run by a 4-year-old. So yeah, I'm gonna maybe audition for getting a show. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say what it is.
Yeah,
when is it?
I don't know.
I don't either. I think it's in February.
I think so too.
So who knows, maybe I'm just gonna be a play person. Mm-hmm. Now, even though I really really want to do a musical.
Yeah,
and I can't do Mamma Mia. It's at the end of May.
It is. It'll be for your birthday.
I cannot do my, it's not that. It's session. That. It's session.
Yeah.
Like tech and Hell Week of Session are going to be the same month. Yeah. They're going to be the same week. So I can't do Mamma Mia and I'm devastated, but I might try to make it work. We'll see.
Yeah. Auditions for Kenny's show are the Saturday that we get back. We get back on Wednesday. They're Saturday.
We'll see. It's a Greek tragedy. Yeah. So we'll see how I feel about auditioning for that 3 days later.
And it's over Valentine's weekend.
Ah, yes. It's only one weekend though, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The concept of it seems really cool. Adam was telling me about it.
Yeah. Stephanie was telling me about it. And I'm like, this is so cool. Yeah.
It's going to be really cool. So who knows? I might just, you know, not do anything until this summer, but I'm going
to. You can come to Lincoln and do Into the Woods with me. Well,
I want to do that. Or I'm just like, I'm gonna audition for Muni this summer and just do a show that I don't want to do because I really want to do a show. So
it'll be fine.
It will be fine. So that's what we've been doing.
Uh-huh. We're back. I don't know when this episode is going out. We've discussed several different things.
I think you guys are hearing this the first week of September.
Probably.
And then you'll hear the next week of September, which is going to be our trip plan recap.
Or the plan, yes,
and then our trip recap
the week after. You guys are hearing this
2 weeks
the day after we get back from our trip, because we get back
that is true. I don't know why I was thinking it was gonna go live while we were
gone.
Yeah, but yeah, no. So you guys are welcome. Mm-hmm. That we didn't wait until we got back, because we considered it.
We did. But we're trying to be proactive.
Yeah. So there's not really a theme for this month other than like, that's what you missed on Glee.
Yeah. We have very loose reports.
Yes. All right. So what did we go see on Saturday night?
We keep like alluding to it.
I love you so much, but she was like, when are we going to go see? I'm like, we're going to go. I promise we're going
to
go.
I was like, I kept seeing things and I was trying to scroll away from them. And I'm like, I have to go see this movie.
And we got to see it before anybody else saw it.
Yeah.
What did we see?
We saw For Here Friday.
Oh my God. It was
so good. It's so good.
I cried.
Like, yeah, she did. It was like a whole mom-daughter situation. Yes.
I laughed. I cried. I was very nostalgic.
There were so many things. Like, we're going to miss things as we talk about it because there were so many. But like, in the year of the remakes and the sequels and the everything that this year is, I think that this is the best one.
I agree.
And that's like including Lilo and Stitch and How to Train Your Dragon. I think this is the best one. The other two are the other two in my top three, but like, this is the best one.
I didn't see How to Train Your Dragon, so I can't comment on that. And I liked Lilo and Stitch a lot, but this was better. Mm-hmm. This was better for sure.
It hit every single thing that I wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single thing was missed. Mm-mm. All of our people came back.
Things that I didn't even know I wanted.
Yeah.
Happened.
Yep.
Jamie Lee Curtis as the British daughter is my favorite. I could just
she is so funny.
I could have just watched her the whole movie.
Seriously.
Like in the pickleball scene. Like
I'm just stretching.
There are so many crevices.
Oh my gosh, you guys. They did like Megan just said, they did like a callback, I guess, to the first movie where they switched and like I'm like the crypt keeper. They have the same thing where the younger girls are in the older one's body. There's so many crevices. That was perfect.
Oh, it's so good.
It was so great.
I was not sure how I was gonna feel about the fiance.
Because
I thought he was gonna be like a throwaway character. And that they were gonna put her back together with Chad Michael Murray, which spoiler alert, they don't.
They don't.
Actually, Chad Michael Murray doesn't really want anything to do with her. It's obsessed with Jamie Lee Curtis still, which I love.
It's my favorite.
I love it so much.
He still wants nothing to do with Anna. It's the greatest.
Like he shows up at the rehearsal dinner, Anna's rehearsal dinner, and it's just like, oh hey. Like, why are you there? Why are you here? That might have been my favorite part of the whole movie. It's just him awkwardly at this rehearsal dinner.
Oh my god.
And it's so good.
It is so good. Like, her brother is back.
Yep.
We see him for a hot minute. Mark Harmon is there and he has his sweet little moments.
But Mark Harmon is old.
Yeah.
Like, I did not realize, like, I love you, Mark Harmon. You were old in Freaky Friday. Yeah. Like, you looked old in Freaky Friday. But when he showed, I didn't even recognize him at first.
Wow.
Until he came out, like, for the pickleball. And I was like, oh, that's when I turned to you. Oh, that's Mark Harmon.
It's like, yeah.
I was like, oh, he's in this.
I had seen him because, like, I watched him through all of the NCIS stuff.
Right. Age.
And so, like, he looked like Mark Harmon to me. He had some really good lines
too.
He had some really funny stuff and he's just like, yeah, this is just who they are.
Yeah,
they're like this. They do things.
I didn't think I was gonna like the girls, the younger girls, but I actually liked them too much better once they swapped into I felt were much funnier obviously as the like swapped characters than as themselves. I was like, I don't care about this and this is annoying.
Yeah, it was. I did not love them in the beginning.
No.
Sure. I was like, there's a reason that you two hate each other because I hate both of you.
Right. I don't like either of you. All of this is not great, but
it's so fun. And there are so many, like, there is unintentional Easter eggs. Like, I was watching an interview and Lindsay Lohan's like, yeah, I was the only one who noticed that the wedding date is October 3rd.
Oh, it wasn't on purpose?
No. It just was a random date that they picked.
That's amazing.
And she was like, oh, haha, like talking to the director, like, it's so funny that you picked that date. And she's like, what are you talking about? And she's like, that's Mean Girls Day. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, well, we're not doing like any Easter eggs. And she's like, well, you did. It happened. It's right
What
there.
Do you mean you're not doing any Easter eggs when Meredith Blake has a whole scene in the movie? Like,
but yeah, I thought that was so funny. I loved the whole fashion like montage thing where they're in the different outfits and everything, and then like you said, Meredith Blake is there and it was great.
Somebody else is in it too because she says, oh, we knew each other in high school. Who was it?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I'm gonna look it up. I'll find it. Give me a little bit.
I feel like it was another Mean Girls reference. Watch that be from a different movie that Lindsay Lohan was in.
It could be.
Watch it be from actual Mean Girls. Oh, no. It's from one of the Netflix movies because Lacey Chabert.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Lacey Chabert says it because Lindsay Lohan is on TV. Uh-huh. That's what it was. Never mind.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Yeah. Oh, the principal?
Yes.
Was there?
Yes.
He's great.
He still hates
so funny.
Still hates Tess, don't worry.
And anyone associated with her. Oh my gosh. Oh man. There are just so many like great things. Grover from Percy Jackson is like the guy
best
friend.
He's so cute.
He's adorable. It's just
it was so good. And you need to see it.
Yeah.
Like I could keep talking about it. But I don't want to ruin it because a lot of the things, like, as you like, it's not even about spoiling them, it's just like as they pop up you're just like, oh
yeah, and it's like cute, and like you guys obviously know like the band is there, like Pink Slip yes. is there, and I
and love they still that. Sound good,
they still sound great, and they sing, and like mm-hmm. like that's not a spoiler, that's mm-hmm. all over everywhere. So I love that so much.
Also the girl from Never Have I Ever, mm-hmm. I love her too, mm-hmm. and she's like Lindsay Lohan's character is her manager or mm-hmm. something along those lines, yeah. and she's like some pop star, but she's hilarious. She gets broken up with her.
She's so funny when she's in the cake crying. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
You guys, she's doing this like food photo shoot, mm-hmm. and I'm like, what is this, like Lizzie McGuire movie, like literally food photo yeah. shoot. I'm like, what is happening? And then you see her tour poster later on in the uh-huh. movie, and it's called like Eat or Hunger or something. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. you could have said that earlier.
Yeah, but she didn't even want to do it. No. She was like, no, this is stupid. Yeah, I don't want to do this.
She's like, is this good? Do I look stupid? I'm like, yes, you do.
100%.
You look do. Stupid.
Oh, but it's just, it's so fun.
I really enjoyed
it. It's so fun.
And I was nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, it's going to be, we're going to go, we're going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah, I was afraid it was going to be too focused on the girls.
Yeah, me too.
And it's really no. not. Like, they're part of it, obviously. It's important.
But it's all about Lindsay Lohan.
It really Curtis. Is. Then they're fantastic.
Oh my God. They're so good. Funny.
And like, actively hilarious.
Like, we are cackling the whole movie. Uh-huh.
Like, I'm sure that people were annoyed, but I don't care.
I had the best time. Uh-huh. And we sat next to the most obnoxious couple. Also, I was like, why did you buy tickets right next to us?
Yeah.
When there bad. Was so many.
There's a whole row open.
Seriously. Like, there was like.
Yeah.
Technically, there were supposed to be two people, like one seat over from Jacqueline. They mm-hmm. never showed up.
No, we should have just moved.
We should have. I considered it. But if we would have moved, they would have showed up. It's just how that would have worked.
Yeah. But it's so fun. You guys
highly recommend.
Go see it. I know that it's late, like after it coming out, mm-hmm. you know, us watching and blah, 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 putting this episode out mm-hmm. after it came out. But like, it's so funny. I'm so ready for it to like already be on Disney Plus so that I can watch it whenever I want to.
I'm really glad it went to theaters though, and that it didn't Me just too. Go straight to Disney Plus. Yeah.
I'm glad that it did that because mm-hmm. I think it's doing fairly well.
Good.
So
also Lindsay Lohan looks amazing.
She looks so amazing good. And she looks so happy mm-hmm. and like all of the interviews, she's just having the best time, and I am so happy for
we're
her.
All here for it.
Like, yes, please, we're getting so many things that we needed.
Yes.
Like, Lindsay Lohan's great, having a good time. Mm-hmm. Demi Lovato, great, having a good time.
Don't talk to me about Demi Lovato right now.
Okay.
Mad about it.
Cause it's not gonna happen for us.
No. Well, and I'm like, it makes sense. We're talking mm-hmm. about the Jonas Brothers concert.
Yeah.
Because in our time, it happened, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
The Jonas Brothers brought Demi Lovato out and Justin McCartney.
And Switchfoot.
And their whole family.
And the whole family. And they sang When You Look Me in the Eyes all together.
Papa Jonas sang it. Just
pulled my eyeballs out.
And Franklin, just on the stage with his hair he's got going on.
But he is such a carbon copy of Kevin. It's so funny.
I thought he was Kevin. In the When You Look Paul. Me in the Eyes videos.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, that's Kevin. And then you see Kevin. And yeah. I'm like, oh,
wait,
who is? Oh, yeah. That's Frankie.
Frankie like, looks exactly like Kevin. It's awesome.
So I'm trying
Kevin
to decide.
Kevin is only Paul.
It's true.
All of the merch is Paul.
That's hilarious. Trying to decide who we're going to get. Because I think they're going to bring people out from the city. That was the whole thing, right? It's like they're all from New York. It was the New yeah. York show. It was their hometown
but
show.
But they did like, so there's a theory. They're only streaming 4 shows, and that was one of them.
Oh, they streamed that one?
Yeah. So I think they're going to, like the other 3 that they're streaming mm-hmm. is where there's going to be people at, and everybody else just gets nothing. That's one theory.
But like, what if they bring Nelly out in St. Louis is what I'm getting at.
Deceased.
Because.
Poor Caitlin. I'm just going to pass away. She's going to have to drive Megan home.
She is. Because I'm not driving.
Hope you're ready for that.
Yeah, will not be driving. Also, her hair looks amazing right now. Have you seen it?
Who's?
Caitlin's?
No, I haven't.
Yes. She posted pictures on Facebook. Her and Katie went to the City Winery to go see Ellen Marsh
yes.
and
okay.
that other guy, and it's brown because
okay.
her brother said it has to be a normal color for his wedding. And it looks great.
Good.
It's like a really gorgeous color of brown.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it so much. Caitlin.
I know. I was like,
not that like I dislike the green.
The fun hair is great, but the brown is.
It looks so good.
It looks so good.
It looks so healthy.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
When you hear this 6 months from now, Caitlin,
know that we love you so much.
When your hair is back to purple.
Yeah, or green.
Know that you are always beautiful, but I do like the brown hair. It looks really good. And maybe it's just because it's different.
Maybe.
Because your hair has not been brown in years.
Yeah.
But anyways. Do we also need to talk about the other big thing that happened? Because I feel like if we're talking about big things happening... We're gonna have to dedicate an episode to it. Doesn't even matter what we're doing. Well, it's gonna be in October.
Pause.
So
we'll have to pause whatever we're doing.
Oh, I thought you were saying we have to pause.
No, sorry.
No, it's okay. I was like, I'm writing. Pause. So yesterday morning, Miss Taylor Ellison Swift posts the most obvious of Easter eggs. By Easter egg, I mean she posted a basketball link of all of her orange outfits from the tour, which now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure that a lot of that was what she wore the last night of the tour, was all orange, which is why everybody thought we were getting rep or karma.
Yes. But in fact,
she was like something about when she says, see you in the next era, which is how she ends.
And Taylor Nation posted.
Yes, Taylor Nation. Well, first of all, Taylor rarely posts ever, but no. Taylor Nation posted it, which is how she ends the Eras Tour book, if you have the Eras Tour book, which we both do, of course.
Yes.
And so there were, you know, theories everywhere. Everybody's like, TS12. And then everybody's talking themselves down off the ledge. So, like, it's going to be the tour documentary.
Yeah.
Jacqueline's like, I screenshotted. I'm going to post it on the social media. She's like,
like, if it's another merch drop, I'm jumping off a bridge.
Literally, my old coworker, Hector, because I posted the countdown.
Yeah.
Because then later in the night, she posted a countdown on her website with a glitter orange.
Yes.
Background. I don't know what my brain was doing there. What were you gonna say?
Also, the New Heights podcast,
was that first?
That was first.
Okay. Oh, so it was
12 minutes after Taylor Nation posted.
Oh,
they posted that they had a surprise for their Wednesday episode
with the silhouette
of Taylor, and then everybody guessed that it was her.
Obviously.
And they were like, yes, congratulations, you got it. But it was like Taylor Nation posted at like noon or something, and then at 12:12 they posted.
Oh, no, Taylor Nation posted at like 7 o'clock in the morning. It was early.
Okay, but whatever it was,
yes,
they posted 12 minutes later, and then the countdown started whenever it started.
There was the promo of, because they did the promo before the countdown, because there was the promo of her, because everybody guessed it was her. So then they posted the promo of the blue like your eyes, that one.
All right.
And then at like, I don't know, 2 hours before 11 o'clock our time, so it was like 8 is when the countdown went down.
Okay.
And so I took a screenshot and put it on my stories, and my coworker and then posted the thing about like everybody's complaining about how it's gonna be an overstuffed album. I'm like, there's no such thing. I'm like, I don't care if she puts 100 songs on there. And my coworker's like, but what if it's a merch drop?
That's what I said. I had convinced myself that it was a merch drop, and I was gonna be so angry about it. I'm like, that's it, because everything that we keep like clowning for, it's always a merch drop.
It's always in a stupid merch drop, not even like a good one.
Like this whole like
the like
preppy like terry cloth one.
And I love Last Great American Dynasty, but it was
bad.
Terrible.
It was bad. Hated that stuff.
It was so ugly. Like, I love you, but I hate that.
Yeah.
Also, I hate the color orange.
This is going to be my mom's era. That's what it is. This is my mother's era.
It's Miami Dolphins colors. I'm like, but why?
She's going to claim it. I tell you right now, my mom's going to claim it. She probably has no idea that it's happening.
She doesn't even care.
We're going to tell her and talk to her. And she's like, oh, it's orange and sparkly. It's mine.
It's mine. This is I am now officially in the era of Taylor Swift. So, obviously, America knows now that Taylor announced it. TS12 is coming,
and probably by the time that you guys are hearing this, we know what day it's coming.
Yes, and probably have a track list and album art, because we have none of that right now.
Right. We're pretty sure we're gonna find all of this out
tomorrow. Life of a Showgirl is what the album is called. At first I was kind of like, that's a lot of words.
Yeah.
First of all, what happened to like the one word albums?
What happened to Red? Speak Now,
Reputation,
Lover. 1989.
1989's kind of wordy, but...
And then it's the Tortured Poets Department.
And now the Life of a Showgirl.
The Life of a... Friend. but we're running out of acronyms.
Okay. We are running out of acronyms. But no, we're very excited. Mm-hmm. There's lots of speculation about what the album's going to be. I think it's going to be Phantom Enraged the musical. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a concept album because there are also TikToks about how the trademark is activating. Yes. Yeah.
And the last day she has to do something with it is like next week sometime. Yes. I think my first initial thought was, oh my gosh, she's gonna put it out on August 29th because it's a Friday, which that's what she does. Mm-hmm. And it's the day before the Grammys cutoffs, and we're gonna be in freaking Paris when it happens, and we're gonna have to make a TikTok about it.
Obviously.
That was my first
thought. Obviously.
And then I was like, no way, Sabrina's album comes out that day, so probably not. But I was like,
but
we're gonna have to say, where were you when the TS12 came out? We were in Paris.
But what if Sabrina's the Easter egg?
Could be.
Because everybody's like, Sabrina, they think Sabrina's on the album, but what if it's because
she's the only person that's in the
But what if it's because Sabrina's also dropping an album on that day and they're just gonna be album sisters?
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
But we don't know. You guys will know
you
already.
You guys know. if it's out when you guys are hearing this, you guys are probably laughing at it.
You guys have already gotten the actual like review episode of the album.
Yeah.
We're backtracking.
You're welcome.
But anyways, that's what's going on in our world. I think that's everything.
Yeah, I think so. You guys are going to hear the rest of it in the next episode because we're going to talk about what we're about to go do in 12 days.
The big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
In 12 days.
Oh my gosh. When we get to single digits, I'm going to have a panic attack because I'm not ready. Like, I'm ready, but I'm not ready.
I'm not ready.
I'm not at all ready. Like, this came so much faster than I was ready for.
It's so far away. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it absolutely is not.
I'm like panic buying strapless bras and sunscreen. Because I hate my strapless bra I have right now. It digs into my
I don't even have body. One anymore. I gave it to my mom because I was like, I hate this. It'll probably fit you. I'm like, if I can't not wear a bra with it, then oh well.
then it gets thrown away. It goes in the trash.
The end. We're done. Anyway.
Are you ready for some summer reports?
Yeah. I haven't written anything down. I had every intention to. When I wrote down the one that I sent you back in June.
Yes.
That we didn't end up doing.
For July. Well, you sent it to me in July. It was for June.
Yes. But I haven't really written anything down. But I also realized that I haven't like done a lot of things because I was in a show.
Yes. I just kept adding things. So I was like, well, I don't know I don't know what you've written down. So I just have.
Nope. But yeah. I can't go through like my books and things.
Yes. Yes. So. Yes.
And my like hyperfixation foods.
Yes. Perfect.
Those I've got.
That's what everybody's here for.
Seriously.
All right. Okay. What are you reading? What did you read?
Okay. I read Not in Love and Problematic Summer Romance, which are our girl, Allie.
Love her.
And then Written by a Woman, which is by Andrea Anderson, and Elevator Pitch by Evelyn Lee. Also very good. And then I am currently... Well, there's a bunch of other ones that I read. Stephanie Brother has another series... Two Times the Trouble, Grumpy and Grumpier, and Never Kiss the Neighbors.
Never Kiss the Neighbors, I like it.
And then I'm in a like collection called Playing Their Games.
Oh.
That is also Stephanie Brother. So.
So in your Stephanie Brother era.
I am. I'm back because she had done some other stuff that I read too.
Gotcha.
But those are the big ones that I read because, again, I was in a show. So
I like it.
I didn't read a lot. I just slept when I wasn't doing anything.
I feel like I read nothing. I read every summer after. I'm like, that's not what it's called. Which I think I was reading in our last report.
I think so.
So I finished it. Read One Golden Summer, which is the sequel. I read We Were Liars. I read Family of Liars. Perfect. And I'm currently reading The Hunting Wives. And that's it.
Oh, yes. I heard about The Hunting Wives.
So apparently the book and the show are not... super similar, but just in case I wanted to finish the book first. The book is insane.
I've heard that the show is also insane.
yes I'm very excited to watch the show, but I think that you will like the book.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll be something that I do on an 8-hour plane ride.
Yes. I have it. I can send it to you.
Perfect. All right. Eating. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's next. Okay. Mm-hmm. So apple cinnamon oatmeal. I bought a pack of oatmeal and I make it in a mug at my desk, not at my desk, but like to eat at my desk. I used to
do that at work.
Yeah.
With just hot water.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. we have a hot water thingy. Mm-hmm.
That's how I used to do it. Just let it sit and then stir it and eat it. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a great time.
It's so easy.
Yeah. So I had that for a while. And also the like snack packs mm-hmm. that are like, I get the generic version because mm-hmm. I like them better, but they've got the cheese and the dried fruit and the nuts mm-hmm. in them. All of those. I also had this bacon and caramelized onion dip that was delicious that I may have already talked about. I did. It was back in May. I got it again. You know
what? That was a long time ago.
It was delicious. We got a vintage cheddar for a cheese board at work. That was incredible. I ate like half of the block of it. I was supposed to be cutting it and I just kept eating.
It was like when we went to the wine thing. That happens at Our Saviors, and Jacqueline just ate all of the brie. I just ate
all the brie. She was like, I'll bring some more out. There's more in the oven. I was like, just bring it directly to me.
This one's mine.
So I had that, and then we had a bunch of food left over at work from our meeting last mm-hmm. week, and so hash brown casserole mm. from Cracker Barrel. I have a whole like pan of it that is in my fridge that I've just been eating on. For days.
It's I love it.
Delicious. And brisket from Mission Barbecue.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good. So that's what I've been eating. I haven't been drinking anything fun.
Well, that's good because I have no food and all beverages.
Okay.
So we're just going to balance each other out. The brown butter chocolate chip coffee creamer from Coffee Mate. I finally got my hands on it. It's delicious. It makes the best lattes. And speaking of lattes, these are my current, like, rotation. Mm-hmm. I do a salted honey with like whipped honey that I bought at the store. I don't want to put myself. Maple sea salt, and then cinnamon honey, vanilla, and brown sugar, which is the Teddy Graham.
Delicious.
And then the last thing on my list is the Humble Forager Coastal Sunshine Fruited Sour beer that we had last week.
Yes.
Which is like a pog sour. And you guys,
it's so good.
It was so good. It gave me acid reflux a little bit though. But it was so, so good. Mm-hmm. It was like actually sour but also like very delicious.
Yes.
So that is what I'm eating and drinking.
Yeah.
What are you playing / watching / listening to? Well, there's been several drops.
There have been so many things. The Jonas Brothers new album,
which is Greetings from Your Hometown.
Pulling up my Spotify. Before that, I have been playing a lot of Bubble Blasters and Solitaire.
I like it.
And there's one called Room Sort.
Yes. What is that?
Okay, so they give you like a border shape.
Okay.
And then they give you all of the little shapes and you have to fit them into the big shape.
Oh.
But it's separated, like you can only put, like they have like doors built out. Mm-hmm. So you can only like put them next to each other if the doors match. And then there's one that's like an entrance and exit that you have to find out where it goes. It's fun. It's like kind of mindless, but also not at the same time. I did it a lot on the way home from Guys and Dolls when I wasn't driving, because I could just like turn my brain to that instead of everything that the boys were talking about.
I have one of those on here.
I've been listening to Great Gatsby again and a lot of like film scores, because I've been deep in spreadsheet land at work.
And I'm the same. Like if I'm like thinking, I can't have words.
Yeah. And like sometimes I can. If it's like Disney songs, I can have words because I know them. It's fine. But I've just been doing a lot of like film scores and things for that.
I like it.
But yeah, that's the big stuff. Oh, and the Chapel Roan new song the Renee Rapp album.
Bite Me.
Yes.
I have not listened to the Renee Rapp one. I just barely dipped my toe into the Jonas Brothers new album, which I need to listen to before the concert comes out.
It's all right.
Before the concert comes up. But I love the Chapel Roan song.
It's so good.
Love it, love it, love it. All right. I have been watching, because I have not been listening. Well, I have one thing that I've been listening to, but no music at all, apparently. or books. I haven't been listening to any books either. No, I've been reading books. But I did watch all of The Secret Lives of the Mormon Wives, including their reunion special that just came out.
Of course.
I love them. They are so stupid. I watched all of Yellow Jackets. Mm-hmm. It was a whole like moment of bonding with my new employee. I watched all of We Were Liars. Mm-hmm. I watched Sirens.
Yes.
I watched The Perfect Couple.
Okay.
I like Sirens better than The Perfect Couple. Sirens is bonkers, but it's a lot of fun. Megan Fahey is incredible in it. I'm having a Megan Fahey summer.
I love her so much.
I've always, like, Jacqueline knows. I don't know if America knows that I have been in love with her since she was Sutton on The Bold Type. Actually, I've been in love with her since she was Samantha or Kelly in the unauthorized biography of Samantha Brown. And then she was an Adelaide replacement. And then she was on Bold Type. So, but she's really good in Sirens. Have you watched Sirens?
No, because I decided to watch The Better Sister.
Oh, that's right. Because you and Zoe were going to watch Sirens, but you watched that instead. How was that?
It's good. We have two episodes left.
Is she in that?
No.
Okay. But I also need to finish the first season of White Lotus, which I'm not enjoying, so I can get to the second season of White Lotus, which she's in.
Yes. Yes.
And then I watched season 4 of The Bear, which was amazing. I loved it. I thought it was so, so good.
It's on my list to start.
It's so good. It's intense.
Yeah.
But I think you will like it. Plus, they're 30-minute episodes. Well, for the most part, 30-minute episodes. Yeah. So you can get through it quickly. I also finally started Pod Meets World.
Oh, yay!
It is so enjoyable. Good. I really, really enjoy it. Nice. Because they do a mix of, like, I'm only through season 1 of the, like, recap episodes, but they also do interviews with their co-stars and, like, the directors and writers and stuff like that. So that's
I've seen
really
all
fun.
Of their, like, clips and stuff on TikTok.
Yes. So. Yes. I see it on I'm following them on Instagram. So I'm enjoying that. That's what I've been listening to a bunch. Fair. And then I'm still playing a lot of, well, when I can, when my child allows me, I'm still playing a lot of Dreamlight Valley. I now have Peter Pan because they released him.
Perfect.
And then when you get Peter Pan, you get to name your little dark person. What are they called? Oh my God. What was she called before that? I can't remember.
Nope.
It's out of my brain. The Nightthorn people.
Yeah.
Anyways, you get to give her a name, and I named her Scarlet.
After Scarlet Witch. Of course. No, I had no idea. I know.
Also, you guys, my new employee, my new designer, they are also obsessed with Elizabeth Olsen and the Scarlet Witch, which I did not know before I hired them. Mm-hmm. Like, they actually love her more than I do, which is insane. But if Peter... I got Sally, I've gotten Nala and Simba, and I'm working towards getting Belle and the Beast because I have to get them. I want them, don't get me wrong, but I have to get them in order to, like, keep moving people forward.
Yeah.
And also, they've since released Mulan, Timon and Pumbaa. Mm-hmm. This is just in the main game, you guys. I haven't even started the expansion packs yet. Yeah. And Alice.
Yes.
Oh, and Joy and Sadness as of yesterday. So, I'm just... very far behind.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't played in a very long time.
It's like easy on my brain and I enjoy it and it's like a task. Yeah. So, but Ren does not like it when I play. She wants me to play with her instead. So what are you obsessed with?
I am obsessed with How to Train Your Dragon, as per usual. Mm-hmm. Planning our Disney trip. Mm-hmm. I have been bothering my mom and so much. I'm like, so this is happening. So this is happening. So this. And my mom's like, I can't do this right now.
I can.
Mom, we have to.
We do. Honestly, at this point, we have to.
At this point, yes. But before, she's like, I'm busy. Yeah. Like, I'm going to make these decisions.
She was planning a show. She was in a show. Yeah. Like,
so she has an excuse, but not a very good one.
Yes. I've also been obsessed with that, but I've been like, they're busy, so I'm just gonna just make my little sheet over here and save all of these TikToks.
So, brief intro into next week's episode, friends. I made Megan make a spreadsheet of all of the rides, snacks, shows/parades that she wanted, and characters.
I broke it down so much.
That she wanted to see and do and all of that kind of stuff. And she sent it to me, and I'm currently in the process of merging it with my spreadsheet. And it will be color-coded. I'm making one for my mom. It's going to be color-coded based on, like, the three of us each get a color. Then Megan and I sharing something gets to be a color. And then all three of us sharing something gets to be a color.
I'm here for it. She texted me and she's like, are you okay with sharing things? I don't want to put things on the list, like, multiple times. It's like, yes, sharing is very important because I want to try all of the things. And if we're not sharing, then I will not be able to do that.
Yeah.
Well, and just not stomach space. Not really. Like,
yeah. And, like, there are some things that we're not going to share. Yeah. But, like, if we're picking between two drinks at a place, one of us gets one of us gets the other, we'll, we're sharing.
Mix
if
it and match,
the spooky beignets, we're going to share those because they come in multiples.
And they're huge.
Yeah. So I had to make sure before I started the color coding.
Right.
But I've been doing that. I've been obsessed with my dog.
Obviously.
Surprise, surprise. I just love him so much. I ask him, I was talking to Rachel today, and she's like, he just looks so happy with you guys. I'm like, good, because I ask him every single day if he's happy he lives with us. Like, when we're snuggling before bed, I'm like, Bernard, are you happy? Are you happy that you came to live with us? And he can't answer me. Right. But he wags his tail and he licks my face, so I take it as a yes.
That's a yes. That's a yes in my book.
Sometimes he looks at me and sneezes, and I also take that as a yes. But I have not seen him be like sad about something. No. Except for when I took his fur away from him because he was eating it. Yeah. And I said no. It was like a ball on the floor and he tried to eat it. I was like, no friend, we're not gonna eat that. He also got mad at me because I took Elijah's sock away from him.
Oh yeah, that was his.
I almost let him have Elijah's sock because I told Elijah to not leave his socks. Pick up your shit. But I was like, no, I don't want to deal with that fight. I'd rather fight the dog than Elijah.
You know what? Score one for Elijah, because I would have thought it'd be the other way around. I know.
But Burn can talk back, but only to a certain extent. Elijah can talk back for days.
And you're like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
I'm done with this conversation.
And I can tell Burn I'm done, and he's like, okay. Just trots off into his merry land. And
Elijah's like, oh, but another
thing. And another thing. Yeah. So yeah, I haven't like super hyper fixated on a lot of things lately because I've been busy with all of the other things going on.
So it's hard for me to pick between hyper fixations and recommendations, so I just split them.
Fair.
I just like, so my obsessions are, Jacqueline will remember this one, golf, the drink cart golf girls on TikTok. I was obsessed with them.
She was. It was so funny.
I loved watching them make drinks. I was like,
I love it.
Why is this not my job? Taylor Swift 12, obviously.
Yes.
Well, or like, what is coming? Because everybody knew something was coming. Yeah. Pre all of the drama that happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, what is she doing?
Yeah.
Where is she? Coffee talk. Specifically, mm-hmm. Donna Loves Coffee, Casey Eastland, Foodie-ish, Glow.
I love Glow.
And that's it. That's it from that list. Mm-hmm. And I have two others. One is Happy Color, which is my mindless.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm supposed to be working and I'm sitting in my office, my room, and I'm listening to my Boy Meets World podcast and I am coloring in Disney pictures, I paid to remove the ads from it.
I love it.
Because I was like, I'm done with these.
Yeah.
And then matcha. I very recently got into matcha.
Yeah.
The drink, obviously. I know also, you know, but
I also really love that toddler that I have sent you several videos of that's making the drinks for her mom.
Oh yes,
she's so cute, you yes, guys. I love
is.
Her.
She is.
Sometimes I have no idea what she's saying, no. But she's having a great time.
That's all and that matters. It,
whatever coffee she's making looks delicious.
Right.
So it's just a good time, and I like it.
I love it. What are you recommending?
I'm recommending planning a Disney girls trip.
Obviously.
I just put it on there twice because
I love it.
We make the rules. And salted caramel cream cold brew. Mm. And in addition to that, the raspberry cream cold brew.
Did it get better?
It got better. Don't go to the one that's...
Don't go to the Stevenson.
Stevenson and Dark Lane. Go to the 6th Street one. That it's good there.
It is
and it's good
superior.
At that one place in Chicago.
The South 6th Stevenson location is superior.
Yeah.
They are my
it's
favorite.
It's so great. I went to the one by my apartment and it was fine. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad. But the South 6th is the best one. Mm-hmm. There was something else that I didn't write down, but I'm going to stay. Oh, the L'Oreal setting spray that everybody on TikTok is obsessed with.
So the infallible
like 3 one? Second. Yeah. It smells and tastes like hairspray, but it works.
Probably is hairspray.
It. Yeah, I'm sure that it is, but it works. It all my makeup lasted through Lala, and I was a sweaty person.
All right.
So
you send me the link for that and I will get my own.
Yeah.
Because I will do that and then I will spray sunscreen over it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a whole thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's great. I had the best time. It's not necessarily like a dupe for the one size setting spray that everybody's also obsessed mm-hmm. with, but it's pretty similar because Meredith had the one size and it worked really well.
Who makes that one?
I don't know. It's just called one size.
Gotcha.
It's $35.
No, I'm not doing that.
L'Oreal's $10.
Yeah.
So that's what I paid. It's like, I will be paying $10.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I still have some all-nighter, but
yeah.
It's very old at this point.
And the new all-nighter is not good anymore.
That's what people keep saying.
Yeah, because the company that they made it with, they have separated.
Mm.
And so that company now has their own, and that's the correct formula, but the Urban Decay one is not.
What's the new company? Is it the one step?
Scandinavia.
Oh, I didn't realize that it was Scandinavia. Gotcha.
Yes. Gotcha. I was in like a deep rabbit hole of makeup setting sprays before Lala, because I was like, whatever I get, I'm gonna try for Lala.
I want to look good.
Well, and if it works, then I can use it for Florida.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like not as worried about Paris, but Florida, I don't want to look like a drowned rat in Florida.
So that's it.
Okay, perfect.
Sorry.
No. I was like, are you done? I don't want to cut you adding off. No. I love it. So I'm recommending a mocha pot.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Here's what I will say. I have two sizes. I have a very little one that I've had for years that I'd never used until this year. And I liked it because it's really quick, but it was only one shot of espresso, which is not enough ever.
No.
And so I bought a bigger one, which literally they sell them at Walmart for $7. I got a 3-cup one. But it takes much longer to heat up and like 10 to 15 minutes to like start to finish, whereas my other one took like 5 start to finish because it was so much smaller. Plus it is like steel, I think, as opposed to the aluminum that the Walmart one is.
I have a coworker, a new coworker. She actually is another graphic designer. She was making coffee in a mocha pot yesterday. I was like,
do you guys have a stove?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
that.
We have
like a whole kitchen set up. Like, nice. People would bring like casseroles that they were making for dinner and make them in the oven so that they could take them home after work and just be done.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Like, and we make other things there too. People, when we have food days, people will just like have the brownie mix in a pan and just put it in the oven when they get to work.
That's insane. I'm so jealous. We do not have that.
Yeah.
We don't even have a sink in our office. You have to go to the bathroom and wash your stuff. It's terrible.
We have a dishwasher.
Ugh. Jealous. So mocha pot, I have Freakier Friday on my list. The Maybelline Sky High mascara.
Okay,
that's the one that I've been wearing that I've been sending to you. It is the waterproof mascara, is amazing.
Okay,
like it, like literally I wake up the next day and my lashes are still like standing up in the air.
Nice.
So big fan. I saw it on TikTok. Somebody literally it was like an ad, and I watched somebody put it on and I was like, I'm interested, so I just bought it on a whim and I'm obsessed with it. I love
the current mascara I have is Maybelline. I don't know which one though.
What color is the tube?
White.
Mine is pink. And then library books, just in general, because it's really nice to have library books.
Yeah.
Although I keep checking library books out and not reading them, but I just like having them. It just makes me happy. It's like a collection. I just like to smell them and hold them. And then my last recommendation is Sly Fox Books in Vernon, which is a tiny little bookstore, but it has so many books in it and is very cute, and I liked it a lot. And when I went for Romance Bookstore Day on Saturday, they gave me an Allie Hazelwood. Do you call them nameplates? I think they're called nameplates.
Author plate.
Because I bought Problematic Summer Romance, which I still haven't read because I have to finish Not in Love first. So now I have two Allie Hazelwood signed because I have the Deep End assigned, and now I have her little plate. So
cute.
Last one. What are you treating yourself to?
Treating myself, when I wrote this first one, I was going to Lincoln every day, so I'm treating myself to Top Hat ice cream, particularly the caramel combustion and the coffee ice cream.
They had like a popcorn one when we were there that was really good.
I've also been treating myself to the hash brown casserole.
Yes, as you should.
It is delicious. And there's one other thing. It's lost from my brain now. Oh, cheesy bread. From like literally anywhere. Anytime Elijah's like, do you want to get pizza? I'm like, just get cheesy bread for me. And that's it. That's all I need is just cheesy
bread. I don't need pizza. I just need cheesy bread.
Yeah, that's it.
That's fair. I'm really into the sandwiches from Domino's right now, which they aren't that good, but the like Philly cheesesteak sandwich is, I like it. It's very good. I've been treating myself to Close for Walt Disney World and Disneyland and in Disneyland Paris and Paris. I had to buy one of my orders twice because Sheen has my package just like
hanging out.
It is actually UPS has my package and it has been like in limbo for a month, so I had to rebuy everything that was in that because I need it for my costume. I bought the Simple Modern Mesa Loop, which is the Simple Modern version of the Owala, because I needed it for research and science, and I really love it. I don't know that I love it more than my Owala. I haven't decided that yet, because it doesn't have, not that I need it, but it doesn't have the gulp. It just has the sip. And then it has, to get around the, like, where it needs to breathe, it has this, like, little divot in it, for lack of a better word. And when your water is full, sometimes the water splashes up out of that, and I don't love that.
No.
And then I bought a couple fall teas already. So I bought a salty caramel pumpkin, apple cinnamon French toast, apple cinnamon coffee cake, and almond sugar cookie. And I've had 3 out of the 4, and they are very good already.
That's exciting. Oh, I also had a key lime cronut.
Oh, yes. And from the farmer's market.
I didn't treat myself to that. I made Elijah treat myself to that.
But you know what? It's okay. It's still a treat.
It counted.
It's still a treat.
So.
Well, friends, this episode ended up being much longer than I thought it was going to be.
But it's okay. We had a great time.
Yes.
I hope that you did, too.
Yes. Did you miss us? Because we're back. And we should be back till the end of the year at this point.
Yeah. We'll take a break for Christmas like we usually do, and then we'll come back again.
Figure out what we're going to do in January, but you guys know the drill for the rest of the year. We're not going to do throwback this year, obviously. Well, we haven't decided. We might do it in November because I might not read all the Sarah J. Maas books.
We're just going to keep pushing it back.
Well, I'm also like, then I have to remember all the Fourth Wing books too, and I don't have time to reread all of those.
No.
But we'll definitely do Halloween stuff in October. Mm-hmm. You and I should talk about scheduling a photo shoot day for September.
Yes.
And a theme.
That's going to be hard. Anyway.
Uh-huh. And then we will do Christmas in December. So November will either be Sarah J. Maas / Fourth Wing series, or it will be throwback. Mm-hmm. Probably throwback.
Or something random that we
just dedicate. We might just dedicate all of 2026 to Taylor Swift because she's going to have 12 albums. We could do an album a month.
I fear people will hate us, but I'm okay with it. I
know. Here's what we could do.
1 week out of the month?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Do like a bonus week.
You guys are getting a behind the scenes of how we plan this. Yeah.
I just have ideas.
It's fine.
Add them to the list. The list that we are not keeping.
No. I think there's like 3 things on it. And then I gave up. We should assign that to someone, like your brother.
We should assign it. I was gonna say assign it to Caitlin, but she doesn't. She only listens 6 months out of the year.
Yeah, she batch listens.
Eric. We have a job for you.
I hope that that's in stereo.
Executive producer of the podcast.
Keep track of all the things we say that we're gonna do.
Just write them down. Just text them to me.
Thank you.
All right. And that's what you missed on Glee.
If you want to keep hanging out with us, you can find us at likethispod.com. Likethispod.com, where you can also buy our merch. Like This Pod on Instagram and Threads, / Like This Pod on Facebook, and Like This Pod on TikTok. You can find me personally at Princess_Jack on Instagram and Threads, and Jack is JACQ.
And you can find me at Louder Than Words, LOWDER, on Instagram and Threads.
If you want to support the show, there's a link in the show notes to our Patreon page, or you can rate and review us on your podcast carrier. This helps us out a lot, and we really appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Bye.